He took him to a high mountain and said, showing him all the glories of the kingdom of this earth. And Satan said, all these glories, all these kingdoms, I'll give to you, for they have been handed unto me, and I'll give to you if you bow down and worship me. Luke 4 verse 6. Satan says it has been handed to him. Who handed it to him? Adam. God turned authority in Genesis 1 verse 26. He turned the authority to Adam. And Adam surrendered to Satan's temptation, and Satan took hold of Adam's authority. So all through the Bible, in the book of Genesis, right to Malachi, until Jesus came, Satan had a right and access to God based on Adam's authority. That's the first fact we must determine. How Satan got his authority. That Satan has his authority from Adam's point of view. Then the other fact we must consider is in heaven. There are three heavens, the Bible says. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 2, Paul talks about how he knows a man who has been even to the third heaven. Third heaven. The word third is mentioned. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. You find it there in verse 2. Just to show you all the places where it's mentioned. It says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. Now, if there is a third heaven, there must have been a first and a second. God also knows how to count. So if there's a third heaven, there is a first and second. Now, I don't know about whether there is a 4, 5, 6, 7. Although it'd be nice to have 7. But since it's not in the scripture, I would not go further than that. I believe exactly to the Bible and full stop. So as far as the three heavens are concerned, there must be three. How do we divide the three? The third heaven is where God's dwelling place is. God's dwelling place in the heavens above. And so the third heaven is where God dwells with all His angels and the city of God. The second heaven is all the universe, including the solar system and all that is around in the universe. That's a huge second heaven. The first heaven is the sky above us. So the Bible doesn't actually have the word actual word sky, and it sometimes uses the word heavens to mean sky. So every time when the Bible talks about heaven, we have to understand whether it's the first heaven, second heaven, or third heaven. The Bible doesn't have words like universe that we have invented in the English. So anything that is above is heaven. That's why you see sometimes the psalm singing, the heaven of heavens. God is in the heavens, plural, above. Implying more than one. So for us, in our English sense, we have the first heaven, which actually is the sky. The second heaven is the universe. And the third heaven is where God's dwelling place is. So far that man can't comprehend. You can't even travel at the speed of light to reach there. Man cannot even reach the end of the universe traveling at the speed of light because it's still too far. So that is why in heaven, we don't travel just at the speed of light. Thank God it broke Einstein's theory. If we travel at the speed of light only, we'll be too slow. If the angel travel at the speed of light, it'll be too slow. But in heaven and in the spirit world, we travel at the speed of thought. As fast as you can think, you're there. And some of you are getting worried whether you can enjoy paradise. And if you travel at the speed of thought and if you can go through walls, etc., it would be very fast. The moment I think of you, I can go to you. And a lot of surprises. So somebody says, in heaven, we got a special body that can walk through the walls, etc. They don't actually need to make doors. But the doors are, for some purpose, it's still polite to knock before you go in. In heaven. So in heaven, you could choose to travel at a slow pace too, if you want to enjoy God's scenery. But the fastest speed is thought, just a thought. There are three heavens. And that harmonizes with the Bible. Otherwise, you cannot understand the phrase like Ephesians 6, verse 12, where it says, "We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, powers, wicked rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the heavenly places." So what heavenly places are those? Those are talking about the first heaven, the sky. So understanding this fact, when Satan took authority from Adam and became the god of this world, he had a right that Adam formerly had to move around in the first heaven, move around in the second heaven, and move around and present himself at the third heaven in God. So what we see the scene here in Job verse chapter 1, is as the sons of God were presenting themselves before God in the third heaven, Satan could come and present himself too, because he had that legal right and authority that he stole from Adam. And God, being God, has to honor it. God cannot just snatch it back. God has to work through a legal system, which he did through Jesus Christ to get it back for us. And understanding those two facts, now we point to the fact so that we will realize that the book of Job is an Old Testament Satan. So is there a New Testament Satan? Okay. The New Testament Satan is the same person, but he has all his clothing stripped off. The Old Testament Satan was clothed with authority. The New Testament one is botak and nude, naked, stripped of all his power. The scripture to substantiate that is in the book of John, chapter 12. You notice a strange statement that Jesus made, that only those who understand that he was talking about the spirit world will understand that. In John chapter 12, Jesus was about to go to the cross. And until Jesus went to the cross, Satan had the same power that you read about in the book of Job chapter 1. So in John chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus made an interesting statement. He says, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." When you say "will be cast out," the next question is, from where? We know he couldn't have been cast out from the earth, for he's still around. But Jesus did say that the prince of the power of the air, Satan, will be cast out. And in chapter 16, that is, in talking about the Holy Spirit coming, he says in verse 11, 16 verse 11, John, "Of judgment, because the ruler of the world is judged." Now he is talking about Satan, the spiritual ruler of the world. From where was Satan cast out? When Jesus Christ went to the cross and he died on the cross of Calvary, he took upon himself the sin of the world. Remember this. Jesus came as a man so that when he defeats Satan as a man, anointed by the Holy Spirit, all that victory belongs to mankind. If God has sent an angel, now the angels could easily have defeated Satan, as we're going to see in the book of Revelation, chapter 12. God himself, Satan, some people make him so big, like he was one, you must not make fun of him. He's one of the former angels, you know. Even Michael and Gabriel don't dare to fight with him. And there is a difference. he has lost all his power. And some people quote Jude, the book of Jude, which talks about how Michael, the archangel, did not even make like of Satan. We don't make like of Satan, but we want to show forth where his power is, where his power is not. And it talks about how when Michael, the archangel in the book of Jude, which is the book before the book of Revelations, came to take Moses' body. Why was he taking Moses' body? Because if you remember, Moses was one of those early ones to be translated. After he died, God raised him up. That is why we found that Moses and Elijah were there on the Mount of Transfiguration. So he was resurrected way before the others after walking so close with God. And what happened was that God had a special permission because of the closeness of Moses' walk to resurrect Moses ahead of time, which was why Satan was complaining and making a fuss to Michael the archangel. So all these are behind the stories. So remember the two things. We have how Satan got his authority from Adam. Then we have the three heavens. First, the sky. Second, the universe. And third, the heaven, the dwelling place of God. When Jesus went to the cross of Calvary as a man and died and took all the judgment of sin upon himself, at that point, Satan was also judged. Because Jesus defeated all the intents of Satan. Jesus was innocent, sinless, and so there was no legal reason, spiritually, for him to die. And when Satan took, through Judas, sent Jesus to the cross, the legal authority was given over to Jesus when he resurrected. He died and we all became free. But that day something happened. As Jesus rose up from the dead in resurrection power, he says the prince of the world has been judged and cast out. Satan, who could go in and out all the time, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, he could just stroll around everywhere he went based on his special legal authority he got from Adam. When Jesus died on the cross, Satan was no more allowed into the third heaven. He was completely banished. What you read in Job is no more true today. He was banished, and his only domain is now in the area of the first heaven and the second heaven that we call those areas. Those natural areas that we know. They call the sky and the universe in a sense. And his spiritual beings under him has made their thrones on the atmospheric heaven above the earth. Something is going to happen later. It has not happened yet. One day, in the book of Revelation chapter 12, it tells us, one day, verse 7, will happen. War will happen in heaven. Michael and the angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. And they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Which heaven? Now we are talking about the first heaven and the second heaven. So Michael and the archangel are going to push Satan down at some point later in history, which we call the tribulation period. And it says here in verse 9, look at what happened to Satan, which has not happened yet. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil, and Satan who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth. He was cast to the earth. And in verse 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you. So one day in the tribulation, what's going to happen? See, God is pushing back. And when in the fullness of time, Michael and all the archangels are going to push Satan even out of the first heaven.